What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown with Coach Raz Ryan Lombardi, alongside the head coach of Bonnie's Baseball, head coach Jason Rathbun. And Coach, finally, first series win of the year. Couldn't come at a better time. First home series of the year. Congrats on the weekend.
Yeah, it was a great feeling to get our first series, especially being at home. Been waiting a long time to play at home and to get back and get a series against a team that we historically have not been very good against. George Washington has been very good. I don't even think I had a win against them going into this past weekend. So great showing for the guys, you know, lift a little bit out there, I feel like. You know, I felt like we had a pretty good chance to win three games, but, you know, happy to win the series and try to set up a big week for us this week.
Yeah, let's talk about game one. You guys win 11-0. And David James, DJ, gets his first win of the season on the mound. And in what better way to do it than a complete game shutout? He had six strikeouts, scattered five hits, only walked one, and just looked dominant in a 110-pitch complete game.
That would be Atlantic 10 Pitcher of the Week, David James.
So. Forgot to add that part.
Yeah. No, it was great to finally get him some offense. We have not hit very well on the days that DJ's thrown on Fridays, and I thought that we were able to get a couple runs early, get one in the first, one in the second, and we were able to, you know, get him a lead, add four more in the fifth. I felt like once we had six runs on the board, that would be enough for DJ, because his losses have been like 3-2, 4-3, like, you know, to get him a lead where he could just go out and kind of attack their hitters and not worry about making one mistake costing you the game. He was able to kind of settle in and cruise, and really happy for him. I think, you know, we sent out an X post yesterday about development. You know, I think if you look at David James, he's a kid that was at another Division I school who didn't want him anymore. And we saw something in him, you know, invested a lot of time in him last year, and the numbers weren't great. But we saw glimpses of him being great. You know, I think the big struggle that was last year was working deeper into games. Like, he'd be really good for the first three or four innings and then kind of fall apart in the fifth or sixth. Where this year he's done a better job of preparing his body, getting his body in a good place week in and week out to prepare for his starts and be able to get a little bit more distance. And I think that Thursday was a good showing of that preparation that he's been doing this year, where he could go out and finish the game and, you know, throw 110 pitches, whatever it was.
Yeah, and talk about that development for guys, because obviously DJ has been here for 2 years. We've seen him grown. But across the board, how have you seen these guys develop who have been here, you know, two, three, maybe 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this isn't the first story, right? Like, Michael Cellino is a very similar story in the sense that he didn't throw a lot at his first school, got in the portal, came here. We invested a lot of time in him, and you saw the stuff get better through his time that he was here on campus. I think Capolupo has gotten better. I mean, he's been really, really good out of the bullpen this year. His stuff has definitely taken a tick up. He's developed a pitch that has made his arsenal more complete. You know, so I think that Tristan Ciampa is a guy that, you know, we developed a couple pitches with him and even added a new pitch this year, and it's worked out really well for him, you know. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of Edgar Paulino was a bullpen arm in Division III last year who never got a start. You know, he started every weekend game for us and given us a chance to win. You know, he hasn't been perfect, but you could see him buying into the process now. I think we feel a lot different about Edgar now than we did at the beginning of the fall or the end of the fall, just as far as his trust in us as a coaching staff, his relationship with us, how we appreciate the hard work that he puts into each start. I think that's the one thing that I can say about our three starters, right? Is David James, Nolan Feet, and Edgar all prepare the right way. They really prepare for their starts. They put in the work, and I think that that's paying off, you know. And it's not just those three starters. Like, Tristan definitely grinds, right? James definitely grinds. You know, I think that we have a culture of guys now that are buying into their weekly prep getting ready to pitch and going on in success. And I think that's why you saw us use five pitchers this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely amazing this weekend. You guys only needed to use five pitchers, like you mentioned. Let's talk a little bit more on Capolupo in game two. You guys fall 4-3. You've talked about it a lot, just the defense of this team. You're never going to win a game with six errors. But it was Capolupo who really kept you guys in that game. He goes 3 2/3, only allows two hits, has four strikeouts, and doesn't walk anybody. And that was also another big thing with him, was his control and the fact that, no free passes in his outing on Saturday was really big.
Yeah, unfortunately, Manny hasn't played a great defense at third base this year. He's been great at the plate. I mean, he's one of our best hitters. So at this point, it's kind of like we just have to deal with what the situation is at third, and have to just kind of eat any errors and hope that he makes up for it for his bat. Like in that game specifically, he made an error with two outs. The next batter ends up hitting a home run, making it a 2-0 game. But Manny also hit a 2-run homer later in the game, right? So like he will make up for his defensive mistakes out there with his bat. You just hope it can continue to hopefully improve. He's working hard at it and he's frustrated as well. I mean, it's tough not to be frustrated, right? But Nolan, right. I think Nolan kind of shot himself in the foot a little bit too defensively, throwing away a couple infield grounders that we could have got outs on. But James was able to come in a tight spot, limit the damage to get out of that inning. I think there was only one out at the time and, put some zeros on the board, allowed us a chance to kind of claw back into the game and be there at the end. Unfortunately, we just didn't get the big hit that, helps you win games. But we scored 1 in the 6, 2 in the 8 to make it a 4-3 game. And we're right there. I don't think anybody will question that. Without the errors, we probably win that baseball game. May have been a low-scoring game, but, all the runs were unearned.
Yeah, I mean, you guys lose 4-3, and that's been kind of the theme this season. We talked about it last week on the pod, but, the theme is, you look at last year's A-10 scores where, you win one game, but you get blown out in the other two. You're winning games now, but the ones you're losing by one, maybe two, maybe three runs. So you guys are right there.
Yeah. Extremely difficult as a coach.
Yeah.
it's maddening. I feel like we're, every game we play in, I feel like it's within a run or two, and it's like, what mistake are we going to make that's going to cause us to lose this game, or are we going to find a way to step up and make the big play to win us this game? And I think you saw a little bit of both of that this weekend.
Yeah, well, the good news is you guys won on Sunday to win the series. Big time hit by Anthony Fernandez, who's been really solid all season long, and you guys win 5-3.
Yeah, if you look at the clips, I honestly don't know how he hit that pitch. I mean, the catcher literally dropped to both knees to block the baseball because it was a low pitch, and he golfed it out and was able to find a way to get over the fence with the wind blowing in. I mean, I didn't think it was getting out when he hit it. I really didn't. I felt really good when I did see it go out because it was, there was two outs, that ball gets caught, game's over. So it was, we needed a little bit of luck to go our way to get one of these games and to win this series. And, nobody prepares harder than Anthony. So for it to happen to him after not, probably playing up to his ability the first two games, and, I think I saw him wear it a little bit in the dugout. So we had a little bit of a talk this weekend. And, it's good to see him have that moment.
No, big time. And also on the pitching side, a big time performance out of your pitching staff in Enger Paulino and Tristan Ciampa. Paulino, another solid outing out of him, 5 1/3, gives up 3 earned. And then Ciampa comes in and shuts the door, 3 2/3, only allows 2 hits and strikes out 4. And facing 13 batters.
No, I think going into the season, we talked a lot about those three starters having the stuff to go out there and really give us a chance if they threw strikes and didn't hurt themselves. I don't think Enger was great Saturday, but he kept us in the game, got out of a couple jams, and then Tristan was electric coming out of the bullpen, throwing 3 2/3, almost 4 innings without a walk, 4 strikeouts, and two hits only. He was really good. And, you know, we talked about it this year. Like, if we can have Tristan and Capolupo and Calabretti and Duvall kind of be those four guys out of the bullpen throwing multiple innings and kind of finishing games for us, that we would be in a good spot. And it's worked. I mean, I don't think the pitching has really been the issue for us this year. So, you know, the pitching has been really good, has really given us a chance to win games. I just hope that our offense can continue to develop and continue to get better. And obviously the defensive side of things, we, you know, we've got to find a way to play better.
Yeah. Let's talk about the pitching staff. And obviously you guys have midweek game this week. You guys will play Canisius tomorrow. And I expect to, you know, hopefully see Eamon Giblin back on the mound. Could we see that tomorrow?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we have a certain pitch count for Duvall that we're looking to get out of him. I think we have a certain amount of pitch count and innings and idea for Joey Calabretti.
You know, okay, so yep.
We've got two really good arms that, if things go right, I mean, we're hoping they almost cover six innings. So, you know, and then you have Mark Holm, who's pitched a lot for us, didn't throw this weekend. You have Ryan Cusi, who has pitched a lot for us, hadn't pitched this past weekend. And then obviously Giblin's been good the last two midweeks. So those are three more arms we got to kind of fit in there for two innings or three innings. So
yeah,
I think we're in a really good situation with our pitching staff for our midweek this week. You know, hopefully setting us up for a big weekend on the road. It's an important weekend for us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys will go on the road, play Davidson. It'll probably be a lot warmer than you guys have seen up here, at least. But what, like, I mean, just going on the weekend, obviously you're going to have DJ going. He's at a 2.47 ERA right now, probably one of the best in the Atlantic 10. I mean, he's just been so important. And then obviously Nolan, what we'll throw on Saturday, he's posting a 3.96 ERA. And then Enger, you know, he's had some solid outings where he's keeping you guys in games. He's at a 5.15.
Yeah, I think those numbers are great for your starting rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think Enger with a 5.15 would have been our ace last year. So, you know, yeah, those three, we're going to keep running them out there. I think this is like the eighth weekend in a row where they have started for us. So, you know, I think we got a good thing going with the pitching staff. We just got to keep riding it out. And I tell you what, if I was a major league team, I'd be trying to find a way to come see David James right now. I mean, just, you know, not a lot of pitchers can command four pitches, and it's four legitimate pitches that have depth and swing and miss stuff. And, you know, the way that he's pitching this year and the experience he got last year, you know, he started a game against Tennessee, he started a game against Vanderbilt last year. Like, DJ's been in a lot of big games in a short amount of time for us, and now he's putting up the numbers and kind of proven his ability out there. And I don't even think that he has necessarily grown into his man body yet. You know, I think there's still room for growth for him to fall out a little bit. So, you know, I'm pushing it pretty hard for DJ. I think he deserves it, and hopefully someone listens to me.
Yeah, just looking at, he's fifth in the Atlantic 10 right now in ERA with that 2.47, but I'm pretty sure.
But I think the guys ahead of him are relievers.
Some are starters, but they've all seen about like 33 innings, but he is second in innings with 43 and two thirds.
Yeah.
And the only one, Stites Patrick from VCU, 2.27 ERA and almost 48 innings thrown.
He's so legit.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Kansas transfer that was 6'8".
Yeah.
he's a big dude. So yeah, I mean, that's the type of company I think DJ's in with right now. You know, fully expect him to finish strong and put his name in there for being in Atlantic 10 all eager.
Yeah, talk about the offense really quick. Obviously, probably the averages, not exactly where you were hoping, but the long ball starting to fly a bit more, especially now that you're home.
Yeah, we've hit some more homers since we've been home. I think it's just a comfort with the field type of thing, but you know, we've kind of had four hitters that have been carrying a load for us a little bit this year with Manny, Anthony, and Chris. You know, Antonio's been in that mix as well. Not that he's hitting for a high average, you know, but .240 for a catcher with, you know, four bombs and leading us in ribbies is a productive season for a catcher for us. And, you know, obviously Christian Lamothe has been right around that .290, .300 at batting average. Dipped a little bit this weekend, but you know, for a freshman, I think he's having a really good year. You know, so we've got five guys that have been pretty consistent. You know, Connor's been in that mix too. If you want to put him six, Connor had his thumb stepped on at VCU and cracked the nail and was bleeding pretty bad. We wrapped it at the VCU game. He really hasn't had a lot of range of motion in that thumb last week. So, you know, even the last game we played on Saturday, we ended up sitting him down because we knew it wasn't 100%. And it worked out because Heaps was able to go out and hit a bomb for us. So, you know, Connor's battling a little bit of a thumb injury, which has hurt his numbers the past 10 days. Joey Calabretti's been warming up at the plate, a little bit less swing and miss the past week or so. So Joey Bruno's got back into the lineup. We've been kind of shuffling some people around. I felt like on the new turf here at home, putting Chris back at short would maybe help our offense a little bit. You know, the infield definitely plays a little slower here than it does on older turf or dirt or grass. And I think Chris made every play this weekend. So, you know, it was good to see him play shortstop at home and allow Joey to kind of play second and provide a little bit more punch in the lineup. I think he had four or five hits this weekend. So
Joey had a great game on, I believe it was Thursday especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think the offense is quite as deep as we would like it to be. Obviously, we've had some injuries and things like that. The bottom of the half of the lineup hasn't produced a lot, but the top has. It's been more about the big moments.
Right? Yeah.
I think numbers-wise, there's enough substance in our numbers to, you know, satisfy the projections of what you think guys can do. It's more about the clutch hits for us.
Well, just overall, last thing before we wrap up here, looking at the A-10 standings, middle of the pack right now. The teams are really sitting, you know, 7-5, three teams at 6-6, two teams at 5-7, got a team at 4-8. So, obviously, fighting for those one of those spots to get into the Atlantic 10 tournament. But you guys are right there. You're 3-9 right now, but a lot of A-10 games left to play, and you guys are fighting for a spot to work yourself into that, and it's definitely within reach. You're only three games back.
Yeah, I mean, three games back of being in fifth. So, I mean, it's pretty tight, you know, from fifth down through 12. It's
right.
Within three games. So, yeah, we're hitting the important part of the schedule. You know, Davidson's 6-6, so they're one of those teams that we're kind of chasing a little bit. It's our last long road trip. You know, it's the last long one that we have. So, you know, just try to keep the guys mentally tough for this trip. Hey, this is the last one where we're really going to be on the road for a while. Because our last two road trips
going to Philly.
Are Philly. So, yeah. You know, not too far for us. So we just got to knock out this Davidson one and then realize that the travel is going to really ease up on us. And, you know, if we can go to Davidson and find a way to win that series, I think we put ourselves right back in that mix. Because we'll have Rhode Island at home who – again, is middle of the pack this year, although they did have a great weekend versus VCU, which I was surprised to see those results. And then Dayton's another team that's 5-7. You know, so we have a couple home games series after this Davidson one that we could really put ourselves in the mix. But, you know, we got to take care of business this weekend. We got to find a way to win two games at Davidson, which is not easy to do. You know, it's a tough place to play. They definitely have a home field advantage there, but yeah, we'll go take our swings.
Yeah, why not? Love it. I'm excited to watch David James play baseball on Friday night, in Davidson. So, Coach, best of luck this weekend. Let's get another series win and keep this train moving. We appreciate you guys tuning in. This was the Baseball Rundown brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.